Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use the same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azaleth, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalan, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Amisbea Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy. Papa Say to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings life, love, and life to the world. God bless each and every one of you, just where you are and the way you are. May he shine his eyes, shine his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you, God keep you, and God extol you. Now that's what I pray. I'm praying that today. And as you see, we have spirit messages today. Yep. Spirit messages today. Now you can get one if you want one. You sure can. All you got to do is dial 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now, once more, I'll tell you that. 646-716-9149. Now, you might want to talk to me not on air because you don't want your business told. You don't want your business out. You might want to speak to me privately. Well, you know it. Well, I'll tell you what to do. Listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there. New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, hello, everyone. And today is Spirit Messages, which we, let's do this first of all. Here is the quick instant blessing. Here are the numbers. 2-6-0-8. 2-6-0-8. And here's the second one. 6-0-8-1. I'll say again, 6-0-8-1. Now, you got both of them. 2-6-0-8 and 6-0-8-1. That's for you all. Well, that's a quick instant blessing. It's a quick one. And God bless each and every one of you. Now, we have two callers on there. Yes, sir. Two people who want spirit messages. Now, area code 903 is Papa Say. Go ahead.
Hello, Papa. I was calling for a spirit message, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
The first card is the King of Clubs. The second card is the Four of Diamonds. And the third card is the Seven of Clubs. Well, that King of Clubs is the Bear. which means that everything you are trying to do, it will be successful. You have successful speculation. Now, the second card is the Four of Diamonds, which is the dog, which represents true friends. And that's all it represents, is true friends. Now, the Seven of Clubs represents the lilies. And the lilies forecast a happy life. Now, when I put all three of these together, I get this. You will have a happy life. What you have going is a friend who's for you, and you have a successful speculation. Whatever you want, you will get it. You will get it. What the cards say, whatever you want, you'll get it. These are yours. Now, the numbers for you to use are 5, 2, and 9. 5, 2, and 9. Now, when you use these when you are told. When the Spirit tells you to use these three numbers, you use them. Because these three numbers are there for nobody but you. They are for nobody but you. So if somebody's trying to take them out, it ain't going to do you no good. It ain't going to do them no good. It will only do you some good. So you just go ahead and be complacent about it and realize that the Spirit has blessed you and no one else. He's blessed you, and thank Him for it. Now, is there any other question?
No, Papa. Thank you, though, and God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you see someone else. Someone has him. Sure does. She sure does. Now, we'll ask the Lord again. Erico 313, this is Papa Say. How are you? Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted a general spirit message.
A general spirit message. Okay, the first card is the extra joker. The second card is the Three of Diamonds. And the last card is the Two of Spades. Well, you have a very, very fortunate saying here. That extra joker means that all of these cards have been, well, how can you say, puffed up or expressed. Now, with the joker, the direct joker, it is the black joker. So what does that mean? It means it is the female joker. And you're a female. So this joker expressly depends and looks on you. Now, the Three of Diamonds is the safe. The safe. And the open door is placed toward you. So it means you will have plenty of money. Now, the Two of Spades is the star, and this ensures success. It's success in all enterprises, coming and going. So for you, you have, when I put all three of these together, I get this. You have success in all enterprises. You have money. You have everything you want. You have everything you want. All you have to do is to just keep looking for it. Just look for it. It is there. It is there for you. Now, the numbers that you use are 8, 7, and 3. 8, 7, and 3. Now, these three cards are very good. You have nothing. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got nothing to worry about. This is totally for you. You have number good coming your way. Now, are there any other questions?
No, that's it, Papa.
All right. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless
you. God bless you.
All right. Well, you see that? Well, this last one with the Joker and the Star and the Safe really is something good. It really is, because it's saying that no matter what this woman does, she has a good fortune. And it don't matter. It does not matter. Whatever she does, she will have a good fortune. And the thing about it, that safe, it has an open door on one side and a closed door on the other. But the open door is open toward her. The open door is open toward her. So that means she will receive money no matter what. But then, to compound it more, there's the Star. The Star, which ensures success in all enterprises, which means that she's going to be a success at whatever she intends to do. And then we have the Joker. The Joker is saying, since it's a woman, and this is the Black Joker, this is the woman's Joker. This is a time for her to make everything. Everything is hers. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that. It is good fortune, a good reading. And thank God, we bless God for that. Okay. All right, my people. We have gone over everything. We've talked about nearly everything there to talk about. Everything. Everything to talk about. We've talked about it. Except we've talked about good, we talked about bad, we talked about everything. Everything. Except this. We have not really talked about, evil speaking. We've talked about the evil eye, but we ain't talked about evil speaking. No, we haven't. We haven't talked about evil speaking. Because we have talked around it, but we haven't talked on it. Because evil speaking is a thing that every individual has to be aware of. You have to be aware of it. And why is that? Because everybody can do it. Yes, that's true. Everybody can do it. It's something within the human psyche to speak evil about someone. Well, first of all, it could be because we don't like them. They did something wrong to us. It could also be because when they did something wrong, we thought about it, but we could not lift ourselves up to see them doing it and leave it alone. So they did something wrong, and Lord have mercy, that thing is upon us. So the evil speaking is one thing that can hold another individual down. There is, come on now, there is, given along with it, the attitude that you are doing something to them. You're doing something to them. You're trying to get back at them. So you say the little evil thing about it. But the thing about it is it does not get back at them. It does not. But you see, there are 10 scriptures which, when spoken, can go against it. There are 10 scriptures which, when spoken, can go against them. Okay? And these scriptures are Deuteronomy 13 and 9. Deuteronomy 13 and 9. But it said three times. Then Numbers 32 and 32. Then Deuteronomy 18 and 15. Then Psalms 46 and 5. Then Psalm 77:21. Then Psalm 78:12. Then Proverbs 7:17. Then Proverbs 20:27. Then the Song of Songs 4:11. Then Jeremiah 50:8. And then finally, 1 Chronicles 12:2. Now, these verses can be said for protection from the evil eye or protection from evil speaking. Protection from the evil eye and protection from evil speaking. Now, each one of them have a curious thing. Here's one. Proverbs 20:27. Now in Hebrew it says, Ne yohewahe nishmat adam shofes sholavitarian. Kochad Rebatin. Now that is saying that to see it in Hebrew, to see it in Hebrew, or, well, here's another one. Well, like Jeremiah 15:8. Nudu mitovich bavel umeres katsdin sehu vihu karaditum lipnei tzon. Now, what it is doing is they all start out with a certain letter and all end with a certain letter. Now, this is in Hebrew, I'm saying it now. They start out with an N and they end with an N. They start out with an N and end with an N. Like, here's another one. Well, Psalm 77:21. Now here, Balak, Yasamcha, Ye Elohim, Kadish, Milkanei, Elyon, Mishkanei, Elyon. Now Ye Pelavne, Yasamu, Ye Elohim, Kadish, Mishkanei, Elohim. Now, it starts with an N and it ends with an N. Now, what happens when that happens? What happens when that happens? You will see that this is true in Hebrew again and again and again and again. That things start off with a certain letter and end with a certain letter. They do. Here's another one. Nati miskavi mo alami bekaneman. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. It starts off with an N and ends with an N. Now, people will ask, why does that happen? Why does it happen? That is because the letters in the alphabet, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, have a spiritual meaning. Each letter means something. Each letter means something. And the nun, which is the N in Hebrew, the nun, means that whatever thing is said or done, it is undone. Whatever thing is said or done, it is undone. See, the letters in the Hebrew alphabet have a spiritual meaning. Glory to God. It has a spiritual meaning. Aleph, Bet, Dalet, Gemel, all of them have a spiritual meaning. And they also mean a number. So when you are trying to stop something, as people do, and they use Hebrew, when they say the words, they are merely putting together the sound which will stop whatever it is. Glory to God. So some words strung along in Hebrew does more than just give a meaning. It give an English, it give you a French. Yeah, it'll mean that. But it means something else. It means something else. Such as in Genesis 1 and 2, it says, Tohu Wabohu. We translate it as being void and without form, or void and without a shape. But spiritually, what Tohu Wabohu means is not formed by a person, not made. It's not complete. So you see, when you do put something, when you say, now, when he says say that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That is saying not that God created something, not that God created something, but that the formless, endless God had made this thing, and this thing is without form, meaning that it is spiritual. It's spiritual. So when you see these words, I gave you those scriptures. When you see those words in English, you just concentrate on what it means. Concentrate on what it means, because it means something else. Sure does. Now, such as the first one, which is what? Deuteronomy 13 and 9. Nega, nega, seharat, ki tehi, be'adam, behuva el ha'kohen. Nega Saharat Ki Tehi Be Adam Vehuva El HaKohen. Now, when you see that, when the plague of leprosy is in the man, then he shall be brought to the priest. And that's what it means. When the plague of leprosy is in the man, he shall be brought to the priest. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You will think that. Now, that's telling you when the plague of leprosy is in a person, he shall be brought to the priest. But it's not just saying that. Because leprosy is skin cancer. So what is it saying? It's saying that when a person has skin cancer, he's brought to the priest. But we ain't got no priest now. So we think. So we think we don't have a priest. So what is that saying? When a person has skin cancer, you take him to whom? Who? The firstborn son of the woman, of whatever woman is there. Firstborn son is the priest of the family. You take him to her, to him. Now, when you look at that, folks say, oh, well, that's something. No, it ain't. That's hoodoo. That's hoodoo. When a person is brought to you, he comes to you. Because you are the firstborn son of a man, he is bringing them to you because you are a priest. And for what? He wants you to clean. That is what priests do. They clean things. So you see, when a person has done evil speaking, now that's the first time leprosy ever showed up. Yeah, that's the first time with Miriam and her evil speaking. That's the first time it showed up. Then she had to be what? Cleansed. She had to be cleansed of her evil speaking. By who? By Aaron. Now, people think that they want to know why could, Aaron could do this, but Moses couldn't. Moses could do some things, and Aaron couldn't. Now, Moses could. You know why? Because Aaron was the Gadol Kohen. He was the high priest. Aaron, not Moses, but Aaron. Now, they was both Kohen. Yeah. But Moses was not the high priest. Aaron was. Aaron was. That's why every time when they messed up and Moses had to go get incense, you know what he did? He would tell Aaron to go get it. Because you know why? Because Moses couldn't offer up no incense before God. Aaron could. That's all. And we have priests today. The priest of the family is the firstborn son of the mother. A woman's firstborn son is a Kohen. He is a priest. And it ain't no sense in denying it. Ain't no sense in turning away. Ain't no sense in trying to look at it. But if you got a son and he's your firstborn child, he is the priest. He is the priest. And he is the one who can take away these bad, unclean things. He's the one that can do it. Now, this is something that has really, really, really been done away with. It has gone away from people. People have forgotten it. But it is the truth. It is the truth. You cannot. There are certain diseases. There are certain conditions. There are certain wrong things that are done, which you cannot get rid of unless you go to the firstborn son to get rid of it. There is no other way. Now, what I gave you were the scriptures. I gave you the scriptures to go to doing it. But they're actually doing it or so, no. No. Now, you have to be the firstborn son of a woman. I didn't say firstborn of a man. I said firstborn of a woman. You know, now that does, don't it? That means that a man ain't nothing. If it's his first son or not, don't make no difference. But if it's the woman's firstborn, if it's the woman's firstborn son, then he has the right and the obligation to get rid of it. So you see, evil speaking of someone who you know or don't, or you gotta know if you're gonna speak evil about, who you gonna speak about, that is considered an unclean thing. What is the unclean thing? The evil speaking. The evil speaking. Now, what about it falling on the person? Is it justified or not justified? Well, I tell you, that really don't make a difference. Because the person who did it is the person who did evil speaking. And that is the person who must present themselves before the priest to be cleansed. Before the firstborn son of a woman to be cleansed of it. Now, you hear this, woman? You hear me, women? You hear me? Don't come thinking. No. Don't come thinking, well, that's just Jews. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it is not. This is for all humanity. Every human being. How do I know this? Well, you ain't got no priest now, do you? You ain't no priest now. Aaron's priesthood is what? It's obliterated. Aaron's descendants ain't priests now. Aaron's descendants ain't priests no more. Now, they got the title. They were known that, you know, it was special for them, but they ain't priests no more. Why? Because to be a priest, they have to have what? The temple. And there ain't no temple. So who are the priests? Who are the Kohen now? The firstborn son. Let me tell you, when you are firstborn son, 30 days after that boy is born, 30 days after that boy is born, he goes through a certain rite, which is the rite of the Kohen. And that is because he was traditionally the priest. He didn't go to the temple and they poured oil on him. No, they didn't do it. Why do you think they did it? Why do you think they poured oil on him? Why do you think they put things in his hand and put a crown on his head and all that? They did that because the firstborn was the true son. And the tribe of Levi took their place. That's all. But when God destroyed the temple, that was the end of that. It was the end. That was the end. It was the end. It was over. It was it. Only the firstborn son is the priest now. Now, I have that to say, and I got to tell you women something. That puts something on you, lady, miss, that puts something on you. If your firstborn child is a boy, that puts something on you because you are important to God too. You are. You have a special job to do. You are a special person. You are the mother of a Kohen. You are the Emma of Kohen. You are the mother of a Kohen, the mother of a priest. And therefore, you have a different right. Now, let me put it to you. There is no woman in the Bible. There is no woman who is considered a second-rate citizen. Oh, Papa, you said, oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, ain't no woman a second-rate citizen in the Bible. She ain't. She is not. She is not. A man has a long and difficult process. Can't no man, you know, it is hard for a man to be, well, how do I say, redeemed. It's hard for a man to be. You know why? You want to know why? Because a man got a hard head. He does. A man has got a hard head. But a girl, as soon as she finds out about God, she cleaves right to him when she's young. Now, that's another reason. Did you know that girls are women before boys become men a good 5 to 10 years? Why is that? Why does a girl become a woman about 5 to 10 years before a boy becomes a man? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you something. A woman is thinking about God the right way. You know, us men, a boy or a man, he's got to pray. He got to pray. He better pray good and hard. He better pray hard. A boy has got to pray his way in. A girl, no, she don't. No, she don't. A girl left to her own self will be a person whose mind is on divine things. That boy, no, he won't. He'll want to play and whatnot. He'll do all kinds of stuff. A girl starts acting like a woman when she's young. Y'all know it's true. She starts acting like a woman even before she a woman. She starts looking like one. Want to fix her hair. Want to fix her face. She wanna be a woman, and she is one. But a boy don't want to do nothing but play. He want to play. He's got to be good, no, before he sit down. Got to be good, no, which is one thing that I kept my hands on. One thing I did not allow this. And that is a boy a boy playing or roughhousing with his sisters. You can't do that. You cannot play with them. You can't be roughhousing them. No, no, you can't. You can't. No, you can't. And the second thing is he had to learn how to listen to her and to see what she wanted and to see how why she was doing what she was doing. Why? Because that girl has a spiritual thing at work with her. A spiritual thing, which is God himself. Which is God himself. I did not allow none of my boys to be roughhousing with their sisters. I didn't. Now, if they wanted to get in any trouble, you just do that to me. You do that to one of my girls here, and then you won't know the end of it. What do? As a man, you are supposed to protect your girls. And the best way to protect them is, since you don't want nobody else to treat them wrong, is to treat their mother right. But you cannot mistreat a girl. You can't do it. You can't do it. The girl, the woman, here's another thing. The woman is bypassed with the man. That's why during the Shabbat, at the Shabbat festival, when you first see Shabbat or so, during it, the woman lights two candles. Now, why two? Why light two candles? One is male and the other is female, but the woman lights it. The woman likes it. And why is that? Because we are all of a woman. You're from a woman. This life that you have, a woman gave it to you. Not a man, a woman gave it to you. Now, all the stuff is going on, and the man, they say, well, you got to pray. They go, you doggone right, I better pray. Even if you don't have a wife, if there is no woman, you have got to pray. You've got to pray and pray concertedly. You've got to pray. But a woman don't have to. No, she don't have to. She don't have to. All right, men, get mad. Get mad, but she don't have to pray. Now, they do. Yeah, they pray. But they ain't got to go through what we go through. You know, the 18 blessings every morning, the Amidah every morning. Oh, man. Every day when I get up, I have to pray. Every night before I go to sleep, I have to pray. That's every day, every day, every day. A woman don't have to. She ain't got to. And that is because of the spirituality that's in her. A woman is spiritually what? Closer to God than the man is. And I'm not down in men. She is closer to God than I am. Why? Because God is continually on her mind. But it ain't on my mind. He ain't on my mind. No money is on my mind. Success is on my mind. You know, friendship is on my mind. You know, this little drink is on my mind. All a whole bunch of things on my mind. But the woman has only God on her mind. Only God. And that is what you need. That is what a person should have. Now, with this number here, with the, well, with the quick instant blessing for the day is 2608 or 6081. Now, a man wants that. And what does he want? He wants the money. He wants the money. But a woman, well, yeah, she likes the money. Oh, yeah, she likes it. But there's something else. There's something else. See, each of those numbers, 2608, has spiritual reference for her. Or 6081 has a spiritual reference to her. Now, man, he can't figure that out. He can't figure that out. That's too much for a man. It's too much. It's too much. No. When the women on Shabbat light the two candles, she is lighting them. One for the man and the other one for her. One for the man and the other one for her. And with it, what does she do? She brings them to her. She covers her eyes and she prays. And with her hands, she brings them to her. It's like she's bringing them to her. Why? Because those are the two things that are closest to her, her husband and her children. So you see, stuff with men really, 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 it really needs to stop. Really. It really needs to stop. Because we men are in need of a lot. And the only time that thing with Miriam, that's the only time some stuff that a woman did caused trouble. Now, with using the ends in the alphabet, you can what? Negate it. Negate it. Now, that is why. That is why.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be it the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And I thank you for listening to me, for spending some time with an old man. Yeah, that's good. That's good for you. If you spend some time with an old man. But I tell you, tomorrow we are not on. Tomorrow is our day off. And we will be back Saturday at 7 o'clock. Now the new moon is the 15th. The 15th, that's next Wednesday, is the 15th. Okay? Now, with everybody, keep yourself pure, please. And remember, there is only one hoodoo and only one Papa Say. All right. Goodbye and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.